This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Prime Minister has paid homage to the Welcome to Country, which opened the first sitting day of the 48th Parliament of Australia. 40 new senators and MPs will be sworn into Parliament today as Labor holds an increased majority with 94 of 150 lower house seats. He says the ceremony is an opportunity for MPs to embrace and show a profound love of home and country.
And the Welcome to Country lets us touch the very beginning of the story, our story, the Australian story. In the 48th Parliament, we write the next chapter. Let us do it with the same sense of grace and courage that First Nations people show us with their leadership.
Ukraine and Russia appear close to agreeing to hold a new round of peace talks in Turkey. This week, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he wants to see a planned agenda for the meeting.
We need more dynamics in the talks with Russia to end the war. This is very complex, and we all understand that talks can only be effective if they are held on the level of the leaders. As we speak, our colleagues are working to prepare at least one more prisoner exchange with Russia. The Secretary of the National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine, Rustam Umerov, has proposed to the Russian side a new meeting between representatives of both countries in Turkey.
However, Russian President Vladimir Putin has said the two sides hold opposite positions on how to end the war. The United Nations says wars in the Middle East and Ukraine are pushing global sustainable development goals further out of reach. The 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development was adopted by all UN member states in 2015, and a meeting is reviewing the 2030 Agenda and its 17 goals. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says a sense of urgency is essential if the global community wants to meet the UN targets.
The Sustainable Development Goals are not a dream, they are a plan to keep our promises to the most vulnerable people, to each other, and to future generations. People win when we channel our energy into development. But we must face a tough reality. Only 35% of SDG targets are on track or making moderate progress.
In tennis, Nick Kyrgios has lost his first match since March in a men's double defeat at the ATP Tour's Washington, D.C. Open. Kyrgios had a tough opening draw alongside French veteran Gael Monfils as they played against third seeds Edouard Roger Vasselin and Hugo Nice. Kyrgios has been grappling with injuries since reaching the Wimbledon final in 2022. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's SBS News in Easy English.